of this.
Me too.
Okay, everyone. So, let's start off. Oh, yeah, let's do this. That, guess the sound. You got it! Dutch Bros.
Are you looking at how loud you are?
Yeah.
You're not even loud, honestly.
Really?
I don't think you're that loud.
Good.
And I have migraines, so I should
know. Aw, thank you. Every time you have a migraine, I'm like, shit, it's my fault.
So, I will say sometimes, like, it's not from you, but you just talk a lot. Not in a bad way, I love it. I love it so much. However, there's some moments where I'm like, I think I'm gonna die today. That's all.
Just tell me. Just say, let me shut up.
But I love it.
No.
No, but I do love it.
You just said that it makes you want to die.
Yeah, because of pain. But I enjoy it.
Just tell me to shut up.
No, but I enjoy your talking. Okay. Like, actually. Like,
I just feel bad because I never know when you have a migraine.
Like, 80% of the time.
Yeah, so sad.
It's fine.
I feel bad. I'm scared for you to come to my house just because of that. I'm, like, actually so stoked for it. But I'm scared that it'll be super loud.
It's okay.
But I feel like because you'll be there, then my siblings will be less scared than my parents. And my siblings, I mean, Lexi. It's just her.
Because
it's like, I'll call my brothers and I'll be like, so how's your day? And they're like, oh, well, we woke up to Lexi screaming at mom and dad again. So. Yay, but she's upstairs. We're in the basement. Okay, well, how was your week, Ben? It's been a while since we've been on the pod.
It has been a while.
I should have brought this stuff.
Oh my gosh, wait, okay, what are we talking about in this pod?
Everything, just like updates.
Updates? Okay. We can talk about this is a cutie pie.
Okay.
A lot. I really kind of like him. A lot. Okay. We still haven't said I love you to each other.
You want him to, I think.
Maybe.
Oh! Okay, we'll get into that. Yeah. Okay, actual good parts of your week, besides just Jace.
But, okay.
Besides just Darcy. He can be part of it. You just can't like,
this week I got to see his face.
Oh,
okay. That was all it. Anyway, it's Top Gun. Maverick.
That was the best.
We got to see theaters again, because we have connections.
That was a good day. It was literally like last night.
It was.
And then he didn't come upstairs.
That is sad, but also, it makes sense.
It was weird. Okay, also, I brought a bag of green grapes instead of popcorn. Why are movie theaters not selling grapes? Like, that was the best snack I've ever had. It was scrumptious.
I would eat a cup of grapes.
100%
of movies.
Yeah. Honestly, I just feel like there should be more, like, grape stands. Like I sell snow cones.
Yeah, like, there was that song with this animal, and, like,
the duck. No!
And he goes up to the lemonade stand. And he wants grapes.
That's such a good point. We sell lemonade. Why don't we just sell grapes, too? Free marketing. Okay, anyways, rest of your week. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, honestly, I haven't done a lot.
Well,
we went to the temple. We've been going to the temple every day. So the past 2 days, because it's Thursday.
Today we have to go separately.
Yeah,
she hates
sad.
Me.
Yeah. If I do go, I still need to take tossing.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying?
Just tossing.
No, actually. I'm saying, whoa.
What?
I was saying to you, babe.
Oh, what?
What was I saying?
You went to the temple every day this week.
That's not what I was meaning, but,
what did you do?
Oh, temple. Tuesday.
Oh!
We did baptisms. And then we
Wait, this was last week.
No, this was this week. We did baptisms. What are you thinking about?
The lady.
No. I'm talking about baptisms this week.
Okay. Go.
That's a good story. But we did baptisms this week. And we're gonna go to the couple. There's this couple seminar after.
Oh!
It's at 7:30. We didn't go.
Oh.
And we don't really want to.
Wait, is that all?
No. So, he's like, okay, well, what do you want to do? I'm like,
I never heard this story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, whatever. And so he had a bunch of, like, stuff to do on Wednesday, so yesterday. he couldn't stay late that night, so he's like, okay, we're gonna need to do something. I was like, I don't know, you gotta pick. I can't even think of anything. If you give me ideas, I'll pick from them. But luckily, I didn't have to pick because I hate picking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was texting me. I was texting him, and then he was like, "Do you wanna go watch a sunset at the sea?" Yeah,
oh,
and so he took me to watch a sunset, and then we were stargazing.
Like, actually stargazing.
Stop it!
They also did a little bit of that. A whole lot.
You weren't there, you don't know.
I could just sense it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like a spidey sense.
What if I told you we
never
weren't?
Made out.
No, you already know that's not true. You walked in on us.
Yeah, it was a funny day. Look, I made a ring.
Oh yeah, so one day. This is before I was endowed.
What?
You walked in on us making out.
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Why is that what you remembered?
Oh. Because I couldn't go clean the temple.
I was like, girl, what?
Was it the Friday before?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We went right before. Well, it's because that was when our award was.
No, yeah. I was just realizing, like, oh, wow. Like,
mm-hmm. I want to go do it again because it was actually really fun. We have to get good sleep before because I was tired.
I had a lot of fun, too.
Okay, I want to see how my week goes now.
I was going to tell a story of you walking in on us.
Oh, do it. Do
okay.
It. So they're making out.
Stargazing.
and
they were at the cleaning the temple, and I wasn't sure how long it was going to take. And she left at like 9:40. What time did you guys get back?
11:45.
Okay, so it took like 2 hours.
They made out for the entire
day. No, we didn't. So we watched a movie. We watched Blue Beetle. And then when it finished, we might have started making out, stargazing a little bit. Maybe. We're not gross, we're just kids that like.
Also, I just like to make fun of each of them because they're gonna get married, so like, they're gonna do
one. You don't. Well, oh my gosh, Lindy! What is wrong with you?
I was just saying, like.
We've been dating a month!
Keep going.
Yeah, we've been dating a month. Anyway.
Oh, I know. Keep going.
So, anyway, so.
Go.
We were stargazing, which is a good word for making out.
Ugh.
Anyway, and
on our living room couch, right by the door.
Cry me a river.
I will.
Anyway, so Lindy had made a joke about warning us beforehand, but I was like, nah, nothing's gonna happen. We're watching a movie.
And I almost did.
You should've.
I was so close to texting her and be like, hey, we're walking in.
But then Kesley walked in.
And I was right behind her.
I jumped
very,
so
very obvious.
However, Kesley did not pick up on that.
No.
She didn't call, I jumped because I didn't
and I, like,
the door
fell on the floor laughing. Like, I was dying. And Kesley is like, no idea. She still doesn't.
I think she does know.
Okay.
Well, she knows we make out.
Yeah, I don't know if she does, knows that you make out at our house.
I think she does. Where else would we?
Yeah. That's a good point. So. I wonder if they get annoyed by it. Like, they're like, why are you making out at our house?
And then I would say,
yeah.
Well, okay, let me be clear. I don't want them to be uncomfortable.
Do you have a headache right now?
It's like, but I always just have a plan. I love that person. Anyway, so, we were sitting there. I was going to text Hoffa. Sorry, I keep getting tripped in here. Make it stargazing. And she walks in. She walks in. They walk in. Cassie's confused because I always jump when the door opens.
Yeah.
Always. And so
she like, no joke. She jumped at least a foot in the air while sitting
on his lap.
It was crazy. Yeah, you were very clearly on his lap.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she's Katie. Sorry. Like anyway, so.
I kind of like him.
I do. Anyway. And then.
I'm every woman.
Lindy at one point. I can't. We were laughing a lot. She was teasing Posse and I about it.
For you.
And she goes, well, I can make out with you because you're happy.
This is like, mind you, it's at like 12:30 at night, and I go to bed at 10:30 usually.
Yeah.
So I was very tired.
Yeah.
And I didn't have glasses on.
I can make out with you because you're happy.
But I meant to say I can make fun of you. Not make out.
Anyway, she didn't realize it right away.
She
yeah.
immediately is like, no.
No, I said, oh, I feel bad. And Hase was just laughing. And, yeah, I was like, I'll pass, but thanks for the offer. I think that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, I think it is. It was funny, and I didn't catch it.
Yeah, she was
so
very
confused. I was like, what just happened? Anyways. Okay, my week. went a little something like this. Woohoo! Okay. Yeah! Those are the 3 days. I guess there's been 5 days this week so far, but Monday was good. I worked and I taught about Riz. I keep bringing this up to like everyone because I think it's so fun. So I taught these middle schoolers about the word Riz. I brought up my good friend Alyssa here.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
I also talked about Satan has evil Riz. Also, Satan is my...
Your just got angry. Yeah. You didn't like the fact that she...
No. It looks like a girl, but I don't like girls, so boy card.
Okay, so he looks like... He sounds like he doesn't like Satan very much.
Yeah,
like good job, card. Mentioned another man.
Yeah, true. Satan is my hero. That's all. Anyways. Tuesday...
Yeah, Jose's not going, so I'm not going.
He's not?
Sorry.
It's my fault though.
Yes, sir. Sorry, like, you have to drive. No, you're fine.
Is it actually fine with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we could honestly, actually, this might be better if we did a session on Saturday instead of ceilings.
One day.
So, I'm just so let's just do ceilings.
It's not that long. I'm just.
It's a long day.
It's really not that long.
To me, I'm like, oh.
No, I know. It's not long at all. I'm well aware.
Let's explain the moment. But just barely. You know how, like, when you put your, like, finger on the water, and you can, like, pull out the water with the straw, and it'll all be in the straw? That's what I did, and my straw is very big. And it all spilled all over my leg and my butt. Anyway, Tuesday, I don't know why. Tuesday was just like an off day for me. I did not like Tuesday. But it was a good day because I went on a walk. And I saw my mom and then I hung out because I didn't want to talk to her. Even though I was just like, okay, cool. Then this girl came up to me and I was like sitting on this bench and she was like, I just wanted to tell you, you're like so beautiful. Like, I was just like, I had to come over here and tell you, you just look so cute. And I was like, oh my gosh, thanks. That made my day.
Someone responded.
What? Oh, no way! What'd they say?
I have to read it, but okay. There's a sword in Orem apparently.
We're going to Provo! Oh my gosh! Dude, wait, let's go tomorrow.
Okay,
sorry, that was really bad. Anyway, so then... Also, what are the chances that a girl with, like, severe migraines...
It's a girl.
So, of course. Oh, good.
She helped me out. She's sweet.
What are the chances that a girl with severe migraines becomes friends with the loudest person on Earth?
Apparently pretty high.
I guess so. Anyways.
You're gonna spill it again, babe.
I know. So then Wednesday, I worked at Beaver. I learned something about myself. Shots. Down my shirt. Anyways. I have to, like, unthaw in the morning. Around my friends, I'm usually fine. Yeah, but, like, I got to Beaver, and I was like, why do I feel so pissed off at my entire family? And my mom kept up to me, and she was like, is everything okay? Did I do something wrong? It's like, no, you're fine. I just was, like, didn't want to talk to anyone. But then at, like, 10 p.m., or at 10 a.m., I was like, okay, I'm good now. And I didn't have any, like, harsh feelings towards her at all. So I just think that in the mornings, I just have to, like, unthaw.
Then, real. And I helped one thaw.
You do. That's why it was hard for me, because you weren't there. Then, today, did you spill it on yourself? Okay. Are you okay?
That's not even the mic. My mic is right here, babe.
Okay. Anyway, so, what else? Today was good. Today was my last classes. I got a really good score on my test, next. And I won.
I don't have classes tomorrow, too, so.
What?
I don't have classes tomorrow.
Yay! We both took our last classes. Anyways, then I won some books and a water bottle in my class. So, and then I got a sweet treat for Alyssa. I almost call you Lillian, and I literally don't know why.
I don't know. Do I tell them the backstory of why there's a girl texting me?
Yes.
Okay, so.
This is peak podcast material.
This is, like... Anyway, so, my boyfriend's birthday is June 16th, and that's,
imagine having a birthday.
It's like 2 months away, yeah. But I like to plan ahead.
Okay,
and stalk to the machine.
Alright, sorry. whole thing, like basically what we had, like we had like 10 more minutes. It just all stopped.
Yeah, we didn't realize it.
Okay, tell us about. I don't even know if it got the part where you were saying that she texted you.
Oh yeah, so there was a girl texting me on Instagram, because I messaged a bunch of people from my boyfriend's mission because he loves mate.
Passe, passe, yo.
And he ran out of mate, and so I was like, you know what, I could
comment
get it.
Comment below if you know what mate is.
So I was like, you know what, I could just get it for his birthday. That's 2 months away, and we've only been dating for a month.
You've been dating for more than a month.
No, we've been dating for a month.
It's gotta be more. What was the day that you
Okay, it's been like 5 weeks-ish.
It's more than a month.
It's barely over a month, babe.
It's definitely more than a month. Keep going.
It's 4 days over a month.
Keep going.
Okay. Anyway, so, yeah.
You didn't tell him why you were texting her.
Yeah, I did. I said, fine. So, wanted to get mate. Don't know what kind of mate he likes. So I texted people from his mission. I searched up his mission on Instagram and found people that said they were going there at least 2 years ago. And I messaged them. And I only messaged the guys that were married, because I was like...
Just in case Jason sees your phone.
Just in case any guys get ideas. Look at me. Kidding. I don't know why. They were just married, because they're returned missionaries. Mm-hmm. You said that in a weird way. Anyway.
No, I agree.
Okay. So, message them. And one of the girls just messaged me back
a bunch of
stuff about mate, and I love her. I wish her the best. You know, shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out to the girl who
came on the pod.
We were talking about the I love you thing.
Okay, first of all, what the freak? We've had to redo it every single time we've made a podcast. We have to go back and redo it, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It's not as funny the second time. Okay, here's my question. Okay, this is going to be the main portion of the
I just want... Okay.
At what point in the relationship do you say I love you? Because listen, we already said this. Just be quiet for a second. Do you say I love you as soon as you feel like you love them?
Which makes sense.
Or do you, like, wait until the other person says it?
Also makes sense.
Or do you say it, like, when you're engaged?
That
like,
doesn't make sense.
Well, you love him. I'm pretty sure. But you haven't told him.
I haven't told you jack squat either.
Yeah, but you said that was your... You were, like, pointing at yourself. Anyways.
Did you just out me for that?
No.
Yes, you did.
Alyssa doesn't love him. I was just joking.
That sounds worse!
Alyssa may love him, and she may not. We will never know.
What?
Anyways, okay. Because here's the thing.
No, you do not wait till you're engaged.
Yeah,
that's
no,
crazy.
No, no, no. I'm not saying that, but like...
You just
here's
said
the thing,
that.
Okay, I feel like there are steps in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, your first kiss.
Yeah.
Your first makeout. Saying
okay,
I love
sure,
you,
sure.
Engagement, marriage.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's like a step before you get engaged. Like, you don't realize
Obviously. You're
going to get engaged until you say I love you.
No. Just because you say I love you does not mean you're going to get engaged.
What? I would not say I love you to someone who I didn't think I would marry.
Well, there's a lot of people, like, just because you think you're going to marry them, you could think you're going to,
well,
yeah.
Okay.
Things happen. That's my point.
Okay. Here's why I'm confused. Let's go back to the story. Alyssa!
No. This is probably so loud.
She said
no.
No. She was in the kitchen and she was seeing that. She was like, oh yeah, I will never say I love you first ever. Never say I love you first. And then she was talking about her stepmom. And then Jason.
Current stepmom.
Oh, sorry. Current stepmom. I don't remember why that was part of it, but. Then Jace was like, well, what if she just won't say it because...
That's why
she's... Oh, yeah, that's right. Because
she's scared that you
won't
say
it back.
And she said, that's
like,
crazy.
It was, and then I was like, guys,
okay.
You guys are so, so weird. And it was so very obvious that they were both... It wasn't just you, by the way. He was saying that?
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Okay, anyways.
Let me be very clear here.
Let me be clear.
I was not saying this because he was there. And, like, for him. Does it happen to maybe apply to him as well? Maybe.
Possibly.
But that's not why I was saying it.
You still said it.
I did still say it. I'm not denying that.
How long do you think he'll be in places I love you?
I don't know.
I think he loves you.
Well, I don't trust your judgment.
Why?
You thought he liked me for so long.
No. This is not my delusion side. This is my genuine side.
I don't know. It's hard to tell the difference.
I'm not super loud right now. That's how you tell I'm genuine.
I don't want to say it and him be like, oh, you're crazy. We've only been dating
you
a month.
You told him that you liked.
Shut up! Sorry, no.
I'm not gonna say that loud because how weird it is. She was like, I was like, Alyssa, even for you.
You know, you're supposed to say even for me.
Even for me, this is weird. Really, yeah, that's what I should
Okay, so let me tell you one of the things. I said I like the way you smell.
That's not weird. I have told that to a guy.
He thinks it's a little weird.
I don't think
he thinks it's weirder than the other one.
No, I have told guys that, and they said that was the best compliment that a guy could receive. So I don't think that's weird. I do think it's weird.
He doesn't think it's weird.
Here's why I think the
weirder.
Other thing is weirder. The other thing is weirder to me because I feel like when you say you like how someone smells, it's like their cologne or like their body wash. But if you say the other thing, it's something that they can't necessarily control. Like, it's just something, like, about them.
Yeah. Which makes it cuter.
I don't think it's cute.
Sweeter.
I
more personal. No. No. Genuinely, no.
I would never say that to a guy.
I didn't think I was going to.
And you did, you freak.
I know!
Yeah.
Hey, but we think...
Okay, so here's my
we
idea.
Think he thinks it's
I think
same.
He will say I love you before they move. So, in the next
a week?
2 weeks. Yeah,
a week.
100%. Then I think they're going to get engaged before I leave on my mission. Not because I'm leaving on a mission, I just feel like 6 months sounds about right.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have been dating a full 6 months.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been dating a full
Maybe
six
will.
No, it was middle of March.
Boo-hoo. Okay, anyways. That's basically 6 months.
But it's not.
Yes, it... Okay. Oh, sorry. Are you going to wait until the exact day for 6 months, and then you can be like, oh, Jace, now you can propose?
I'm not... Okay, let me be very clear. I thought, like, before moving to Utah, to me, like, you have to date minimum a year before you get engaged. Date minimum of, like, 3 months before you even consider saying I love you.
I wish that you had met me first semester. Because, no joke, every single person I met, every guy, I'm not kidding, I thought they were my future husband. Every man I met, no matter who it was, I was like, maybe he's the one. My plan was to get married before January. That's what my parents did.
Wow!
Yeah! Isn't that
okay,
crazy?
Let me be clear. Do I want to marry Jace? Yes. Eventually. Would I ever tell him that before we're engaged? No.
What if I said that? Just kidding. However, I also think it's coming soon because I wrote that on the paper and showed Jace. Well, actually, I don't really know. He just saw it. Anyways. And I feel like that was like a hint. You know?
He didn't go running the other direction.
He didn't.
He hasn't done that with a lot of stuff. I just
feel like
to.
He's probably going to be like, oh, well, I just thought that it was like mutual, like we loved each other so much that we just didn't like say it.
Not gonna be like that.
Yes, he literally... Tell them how he told you that you were dating.
Okay, let me... No, he even agrees that the way he went about it was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about it the other day. He's like, yeah, at the time, I didn't think much of it, but now looking back, I was kind of stupid or something like that.
Yeah, he was.
So, like, he's not going to do it with this, okay?
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I think that you'll just be, like, making out, and then you'll stop, and he'll be like... I love you.
No.
And then keep making
I would
you.
Hate, I would break up with someone.
Wait,
like
how do you think? Okay, actually.
No
is,
idea.
I have a really good question. How, okay, what is the right way to say I love you to someone?
You know how I would say it to him if
actually,
I would say it first? You know how I go,
I think I love you.
Yeah. I was just like, looking like,
you.
Hey, I kind of really like you. I would do that to him. I was like, you, or guess what? I do that to him sometimes. I would be like, hey, guess what? Like, I kind of really like you. So I would do that to him, because I think it'd be funny.
So you want saying I love you to be a joke?
No! Not a joke, but like...
not a serious, like, confrontation.
I don't see the point in making it that.
No, I don't think it should be either.
Because it's a good thing. Funny. Like, making it all serious seems like it's, like, the scary thing.
So you think it should be, like, a fun...
Yeah, like a positive... But that makes it more positive.
Okay. No, I'm not
disagreeing. No, yeah, I'm just saying
I've just never thought about this.
It makes it more positive, in my opinion, if you just make it...
Okay.
I don't want to say casual, because it is serious, but, like, I don't know. I don't know how to say this. Like, It's like the talk, words matter. So your intention with it matters.
What? Wait, so not, did you just say yeah. Riz matters?
Words matter, babe. Okay. Words matter.
That was
matter.
So weird. Okay, keep going.
So your intention with it matters, so it shouldn't yes. be thrown around casually at yes. the same time. Make what like he said, about? Like, making it, like, a big deal that it can't be said, mm-hmm. but it can't be said casually mm-hmm. makes it worse. I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. I have another question. Hmm. Alyssa and I disagree on this, by the way.
We do?
Do you think that the guy should take you to pick out a ring?
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to be surprised.
It's so funny to me because I'm like, if a guy bought me the ring and didn't take me shopping, I'd be really sad.
I don't, okay, you've met me. I'm really indecisive.
That's true.
It would be torture okay. for me. Huh. I would hate it so much.
So you just want him to pick it up. Would you show him ideas first? I would
want one of my friends to, like, help him.
Okay, good. That's why I was so mad. I was like, he didn't even ask me for any help. Picking out your ring.
Like, I want to be clear. I would die if someone took me ring shopping.
That's so funny.
Like, I like the idea of it actually being a surprise. Like, knowing it's coming, but also, like, not knowing at all. Like, just having a feeling it's coming.
Yeah.
But you don't have any confirmation of it by going ring shopping.
So, like, basically, like, how you are now. With yeah. You like that feeling.
I do and don't. Yeah. But I think it makes the moment more sweet.
I do, too. Okay, I get that. I think just for me, it's, like, it's such a big decision.
It's just a ring.
Well, not the ring, but even the proposal, like, I want to talk about it first. Like, I don't
like,
just...
Like, talk about...
Like, okay, for example, my parents, before they got married, they, like, knelt down and, like, prayed and were like, okay, how are we supposed to get married?
Mm-hmm.
And then he proposed mm-hmm. later. You know? And I
don't... But I think that's also something that you can do on your own. Pray about each other.
Yeah.
You don't... have to do it together necessarily.
Just for me, I'm like, I would rather have a conversation about it instead of it just being like this, like out of the blue, not out of the blue, but like even if it's a little bit expected, like him to propose, but then not have a conversation about it before. I don't know.
But, okay, but again, like a conversation about what exactly?
About like getting married. And,
yeah,
like,
but
if you
like,
feel like you're supposed to get married.
I feel like you don't date someone for a long time if you don't, but your parents dated for like no time at all, so it's different.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like you don't date someone for an extended period of time unless you think you're going to marry them.
Yeah.
So it's different when you actually date someone for long.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just feel like I would want to know what's going on.
I'm
that's
good.
Super interesting. I feel like Jace is that way, though. He's kind of just, like, in the moment. Like, oh, I guess I'll propose to her now.
We can stop this. He's really not that bad.
I am kidding.
I know.
I really like Jace.
I do too.
No way. Anyways, I want to give you guys an environment update. Right now, we are sitting in a gym parking lot.
Yep.
There are some grapes rotting in my trunk.
Yep.
And there's a dead bug on my window that I keep staring at.
And I kind of really like Hase.
Acai bowl.
He's a cutie.
Yeah, he's good.
She's
going to tell us where she's going on her mission tonight. Mm-hmm.
Every time I see a picture of us on his background, it makes me so happy.
Dude, oh my gosh, I have a funny story. Mm-hmm. You already know this, I'm just saying it.
Yep. It was
what?
My phone.
Oh.
Oh, I was actually making, okay, I see.
Okay, anyways, one time Alyssa was like, Lindy, the cutest thing happened. I felt so bad after this, by the way. She was like, you know that picture of us golfing? That's the only one in his phone.
No, you did this embarrassing for me. Stop.
You can tell the embarrassing story from me.
No.
I was the one that favorited it.
This is so embarrassing for me.
No, it's not. Guys just don't favorite pictures.
I don't care. It's embarrassing for me.
No, it's not.
How did
it's wholesome. I would have done the same thing. have you heard how delusional I get over, like, the way a guy says something in a voice
over nobly?
Yeah. He'll say something in a certain tone in a voice memo, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this has a deeper meaning.
Help. Okay, but he literally told you he liked you.
Yeah. It's really hard for me, because I'm like, darn. It's like, it's good, because now I have some, like, clear, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I think it's closure. Open. I think it's a bit
yes.
of closure.
Yes, closure. But it's hard, because then it's like, darn, if he was here right now, then we'd be dating, almost.
Yep.
You know? That's what's sad to me.
And then we could go on double dates.
And I want to kiss someone.
I think double dates
so
are kind
bad.
Of awkward, honestly.
I do too, especially if you guys are super serious and we were just trying to figure out if we worked or not, you know? But
well,
I think it's funny.
I think double dates are just kind of funny because either way, like, even if you're all friends within it, like, it's very obvious that there's. Yeah.
I feel like if we went on a double date, the guys would just be there, and then we.
No, I don't know. I usually involve both you and Hase in my conversations.
That's true. Yeah.
So I feel like your date would just be third feeling.
Yeah. Poor person. I really want to kiss someone before I'm in the gym, but I'm also I don't want to just like go out and like kiss a random person. I wouldn't do that. But I haven't kissed someone in 2 years.
Can't relate. I haven't kissed someone in like 2 hours.
Did you guys kiss outside?
Mm-hmm. It's so funny because remember when you're like, I want to see you guys kiss, like.
I know.
And now you're like, ew.
It's because it's so cheesy. Like, every interaction that I see with you, it's sweet. I'm not making fun of you.
I don't know how I feel
but
about
it. But it's just like, I'll look over, and I'm like, oh, I bet they're staring in each other's eyes. And then it'll be, like, no talking, and you guys are just, like, looking at each other at the dinner table, like, noses touching.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it happens a lot.
I know! I don't know what you're talking about. Because when you say it like that, it sounds awkward. But it's not awkward. Like, when it actually happens.
Okay. I was like, what?
Like, the way you talk about it, it sounds like it'd be a very awkward interaction of just...
Yeah, no. It's like, well, it's like, they're like Twitter-pated, as my dad would say.
Huh?
Twitter-pated. Like, when you're, like, you found your person, you're just, like, really in love with them.
I really like him. He's so cute.
I love it. Okay, anyways, this weekend, Alyssa and I are going to, tomorrow... We're going to Page Fish.
Yeah, I won't see Hase.
Yeah, that is sad. But you can deal with it. And then Saturday, we're going to go work in St. George.
And I won't see Hase.
Why doesn't he just come? Go to his family's
he
house.
He said he was going to go to St. George this weekend.
For real? He can come and get
no,
so
no, because I was telling him, like, because we were talking about watching the movie Migration.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to watch it Sunday night.
Just you guys?
I don't know.
Okay.
I doubt just us.
Anyways, what?
Anyway, because he was like, oh, like, we should do it this weekend. I'm like, well, I can't Saturday. Well, we could, but it'd be kind of late.
Yeah.
I'm working from 4 to 10. And he's like, a.m.? I'm like, yeah.
No.
No. Sarcastically, yeah. Okay. We're working from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. at a snow cone shack. It really just picks up at 6 a.m., you know, like, those blue-collar workers really want their snow cones. And so,
okay.
So he's like, then I'll probably just head down to St. George this weekend since he won't be here. I know! But I'm also like, no, I want to spend time with you and I can't spend time with
Here's
you.
Here's the thing though.
You're not here.
He can just come to the snow shack and he can get some stuff for free.
Okay, well, that being said, like, I would still, that's not spending time with him. I like spending time with him.
Yeah, well, I just feel like I'm better.
I love you, but I love spending time with him in a different way than I do with you.
Okay. Anyways.
It just makes me happy.
I'm glad. Every single time she talks about him, her whole face is, like, lit up. It's so wholesome.
Really?
Yeah, like, right now, you're like... That's my impression of
her. I showed her real. It was cute. It was, like... You know those things where it talks about your inner child being brought out with him? I showed him all of that. Yeah, maybe.
That's wholesome. It's so funny. I feel like we're at, like, very similar stages of life where we're like, oh yeah, we're in college and it's our first semester and we both
second semester.
Oh, second, whatever. But then it's like, you're like madly in love with this guy and I'm like, I have no one. That's all though. I think it's funny, like a funny dynamic. You know, I'm gonna come back from my mission and it's gonna be so different.
It is.
You're gonna be married.
Well, again.
If you're not married in 2 years, that's not
well,
weird.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I want to be very clear. I want to marry Jace. That being said, stuff happens, and so I don't want to get my hopes up and then it not happen.
This is why you have a conversation with him about it. It's so
interesting. We've been dating a month.
I'm not saying right now.
Yeah.
That's why it's just so weird to me. Like, well, I don't know. My whole life, I've
again,
always expected to have a conversation about getting married.
No, that's what I'm saying. If we dated for long, like, even longer, obviously, like, to his birthday, 3 months, I'd be like, okay, yeah, we're probably going to get married.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't bank on that fact, because again, stuff happens. Like, even if you guys do talk about it in the beginning, stuff happens.
I don't think that anything's gonna happen. I just think that you've had bad relationships, so you're scared.
I am a little scared.
Yeah. I think you'll be okay.
I kind of really like him. I don't know what I would do if he broke up with me.
If he has not broken up with you after...
Really? Really? Do you really have to bring that up?
No, not just that. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, like, the first month of, like, not you, even. Just, like, our craziness. That means that he really freaking likes you.
Even faking a proposal.
Yeah. Hey! Listen here. If you like a guy, or, I mean...
You're dating.
If you're dating someone, and they fake a proposal with you, that very clearly means that they expect to get married to you. I don't know where that logic is coming from.
I would
never fake a proposal with someone who I was not that serious with, and it was only like 2 weeks in.
I feel like I need to talk to my sister about this. I feel like she would actually, because you're delusional.
No, I'm not. I just really want to fall in love.
Okay. I feel like my sister would be great for this.
Okay.
I say, call me when you can.
Wait, for what?
My sister, so I can be like, hey, Lindy's being delusional. She thinks just because Jose and I faked a proposal, that means he thought about us getting married.
Yeah,
at does. That point.
No. Wait, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, what were you saying?
Wait, I'm not saying that he wanted to marry
not, no, that's not what I'm saying either.
I'm saying that he thinks that you're the one.
Again, like, I...
Okay.
That's what I said.
Well, I thought that you were saying, like, he was thinking about proposing to you.
No. I said...
Okay.
I don't remember the exact words I said, but I meant what you just said.
Okay. Love it. So we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Except disagreeing.
Yeah, because that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Well,
you're so weird.
Yep. Lindsay, do you remember when I called you on a Thursday? I think it was a Thursday. Not a Thursday. It was a Tuesday.
No. What'd you do?
Oh, no. It was a Wednesday.
I thought what?
It was a Monday or Wednesday. I can't remember which one. It was a Monday because I didn't go to lab. When I saw Jose, and then I called you, and then I texted you something, and then you called me, and then we were both freaking out over something.
I'm trying to remember, like, what this, wait, which one was it? What were we freaking out over?
Because I was like, dude, I think he's the one.
Oh, yeah! I was working that day.
Yeah, because you called me on your lunch break. And we both got a little emotional.
You said that you had that feeling that you had lost you. Yeah, I did get emotional for you.
I got emotional.
That's so wholesome. Aww. Marriage and stuff. It's so hard for me because I'm like, obviously I'm so excited to go on a mission. Like, I really am. But it's so hard because it's like, I'm so impatient.
Sorry. Thank you. I just hit the microphone.
It's so hard for me because I'm like so impatient. I'm like, oh, but I also want this. You know?
I think he has 3 pictures of us on his background, at least. I've seen 3 different ones.
That's so cute. I just have a picture of the temple, I think.
And he has this one.
Okay.
And then he has... Not that one.
He doesn't have the Red Cliffs one anymore? I like that picture.
Well, he has the one of us. All of us.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a cute picture.
Not that one.
He has this one. That's a cute one. And then the general cover.
And then this one.
I took that. Woo! I really need to shave my
real. No, it's so real.
I just feel like... I feel like when I'm with you, I can just, like, say all these weird thoughts in my brain. But if I was with any of other roommates and I had my arm up, they'd be like, you.
Mine was not out of judgment because I've been there so many times. Remember when I just kept not buying razors and kept needing them? And I was like,
yes.
Eh.
That's funny. Sorry.
Oh, how dare you.
How? That hurts so bad.
Oh, so real, though.
It's been bugging me all day, and I was like, no, I'm not going to pick at it, but I did.
It's real.
Anyways. Any other updates?
I really like Jose. There's I don't know. There's something else I said. I was thinking about. I was like, wow. I feel like most of the podcast is just me talking about Jose and you going
like
with it.
It definitely is. Just kidding. I don't know what else I'd talk about. Because, like, here's the thing. Is like, I would love to talk about the guy that I'm emailing. But then I feel like I would look back and be like, I'm so weird. Yeah. You know, like, I feel like it's weird.
I'm
so
a little
like,
nervous. No. I'm going to look back at the nervous in a different way. But, like, back to what you said, nervous about bad relationships. Anyway.
That you, like, will break up with him and listen to this?
That he will break up with me and then I'll...
Then just don't listen. He's not going to break up with you.
Well, I'm not going to break up with him. So, yeah, like, the only way it's going to end...
Is if he broke up with both of you.
Is if he broke up with me.
He's not, like, believe me. Like, there's no way. Like, seriously. I just think about all the weird things that we have done. And I'm like, wow. Like, if he hasn't left after that... I'm not talking about you. Yeah. I'm talking about me being crazy in front of him. Like, your weird friends are being so weird. And he still is with you. That's wholesome. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm fine.
You look like glassy eyed.
I'm fine.
Anyways. I feel like that's pretty much it.
I feel like there was something else. I don't remember what.
You should tell us what.
Okay.
Alyssa will update us when he says I love you.
Yeah. You think we're not going to have a little... session. After he says it.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Right?
Obviously. Wait, maybe not actually, right after.
Yeah. No, no, no.
No, I'm not...
Would you tell me, like, that same day?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even tell you when we first made... When we first made out. I was, like, trying not to tell you, but then you guessed, and I...
Yeah, I felt like I kind of knew. Yeah. Like, it's pretty obvious. I think I'll know. Because you'll be way more excited than normal. I feel like when you say I love you is when things get real. You know?
I don't know.
At least for me, like, if you say I love you, that's like, oh, we're actually getting married. Maybe that's why it's such a big deal to me.
We had this conversation. I was saying, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means you love that person. And things don't always work out. I think it means you want to. But it also means, like, life doesn't always turn out the way you want to.
Yeah, I did that. Okay. Well, anything else that you'd like to add today?
I don't think so. Okay. Oh, our date. So what we're doing for a date.
Oh, yeah, spill.
I think we're going kayaking down a river.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, did you plan it?
I came up with ideas, and then he's like, how about this? I was like, okay.
Wait, where at?
St. George.
That's fun.
If it...
Wait, with his kayaks?
Yeah, he's planning it now. It's on him.
Yeah, shout out to men.
And if that doesn't work out, we're going to go on a hike.
Okay. Hike! We need a hike! That's from Barbie.
I just don't know when we're supposed to play pickleball, because obviously he
tomorrow!
Also...
Tomorrow!
When? He has classes.
I mean, oh, sorry, I meant Saturday.
When? He's going to be in St. George.
Oh, yeah. Hossick, just ask him, because you have the cutest...
I have asked him!
And he doesn't want to?
No, he does, but I'm like, when are we? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay.
Just text him right now and be like, when are we playing football?
No. Plus, we're going on our date next week at some point. Either Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, no. How dare you only go on one date a week?
Just because of that, I'm texting him.
Yay! I don't think it's a date. I think it's just, like, hanging out.
I'll be like,
and it's something that he loves.
Yeah. So when are we playing pickleball? Because Lindy says, I have a really cute outfit.
Yes. Yes, say that. Okay. We'll send you updates, Pod. Anyways, as always, this is not the Mike and X thing I'm pretending it is. This is Lindy and Alyssa. We're that girl together. And she really likes Hase.
I do.
Bye!
Bye!
Woo!